Among the church leaders from across the globe who are accompanying pilgrimages to this World Youth Day is English Cardinal and Archbishop of Westminster Cormac Murphy O'Connor. At the end of a busy day of catechesis, confessions and Mass with young Catholics from the UK, he found time to tell me more about the Spirit of Sydney 2008.
Well, I think that it's, as it were, growing by the day. Do you see what I mean? The people, the young people now, they must be very tired arriving. But they've had their week's stay in different dioceses, and I've heard from our own youngsters how wonderfully they've been received by families. And our ones have been staying in the Parramatta diocese, which was a neighbouring diocese to Sydney, and now they're coming in to the city for the arrival of the Pope and all the rest of the festivities. But I think the first week they really have enjoyed. They've been thoroughly welcomed, very welcomed by the Catholic families here in Australia. Certainly our own have, and I'm sure that's true for all the pilgrims. So that's been a great start. Then we had the opening Mass celebrated by Cardinal Pell, and again, great enthusiasm and prayerfulness as well from the young people. I've just been out today meeting our own pilgrims, about 300 of them from my own diocese, and they're just very, very happy. And what I'm impressed with is the seriousness and the kind of joy which they're finding in their visit here. Not just fun, though there's lots of fun. There's also the serious aspect of prayer, of reconciliation. We heard all their confessions today with other priests. It's really not only a pilgrimage, but a kind of retreat.
At the opening ceremony, we heard the Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, talking about these young people as pilgrims of peace. Do you think, really, they have a sense of this important mission, this role they must play in wider society?
I have no doubt that they will go away from this World Youth Day strengthened, not only in their own faith, but also in their desire to do something. In other words, to actually be promoters of reconciliation, peace, and a good way of life, a Christian way of life. And, 3 years has passed since the last one at Cologne, but most of the people who are coming this time will be new, as it were, new young people, and again, with a mission. And I've no doubt that there will be young men and young women who will come away certainly with the idea of seriously thinking about a vocation to priesthood or religious life.
You've been to other World Youth Day celebrations, haven't you?
This is my seventh. I've been to Santiago, Cologne, Paris, Rome, Chesterhova, Toronto, and this now in Australia. So, yes, I've experienced a lot of them. But they're all the same and different.
If you had to say, perhaps, what do you think could be most special about Sydney, about this World Youth Day taking place in a country so very, very far away from our European sense of church?
Well, I suppose, first of all, there's a greater sense of adventure, I think, of the young people, because they've had to save a lot of money, those who've come from Europe and from America, to come here. So the numbers won't be quite as great as in Cologne or in Rome. But the ones who've come seem to me to be very committed young people, the ones I've met so far. And so I think that's the first point I'd make. The second is, of course, Australia is comparatively a new country, and there's a freshness about Sydney, Australia, which perhaps the older capitals haven't got. But I think the young people are relating to this new scene, which they've only seen on, as it were, on television or in the media generally, in a way that they're finding very exciting.
And my thanks there to the Archbishop of Westminster, Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor.